Rays and White Sox in the Windy City. There's Avisail Garcia. We would hear from him later. But first, some early thunder from the Chicago lineup.
The 1-0 pitch on its way. Here's a swing and a drive to right field and deep. Back at it is Borges, and this ball lands in the Rays bullpen. Alan Hansen with his fourth home run of the season. And just like that, the White Sox have a 1-0 first inning lead. The 3-1. Here's a swing and a drive to right, and this one's deep. Peter Borges turns around, and the Southsiders have gone back-to-back to start the ball game. Sanchez, number 9, 2-0 Chicago.
Here comes Kevin Cash along with Ron Porterfield, and they're going to check Archer. And that's going to be it for Chris Archer.
Here comes Stanek throwing. High drive into deep right field, moving back to the wall. Borges and Garcia has hit it out. A two-run home run to give some separation for the White Sox. They lead 5-2.
With the bases full, Longoria this year is 0 for 8. He's due. The pitch, swinging a ground ball toward third. They go to third for the out. Go to second for the out. Throw to first, not in time. Longoria bounces into a double play. It scores Espinosa. It's a 5-4 game, but the lead runners are taken care of. The 2-2 pitch on its way, swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the White Sox have evened up this series at a game apiece.
A Houdini act by Juan Minaya gets out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam, picks up the save. White Sox win 5-4 as the Rays rally falls short. Big night for Avisail Garcia. He had three hits and drove in two, including his 14th homer of the year. Chris Archer left the game in the first inning with what's being called lateral forearm tightness. His removal was precautionary. Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash after the loss.
Frustrating loss. You know, we had seemed like a bunch of opportunities from the 7th, 8th, and 9th to get some runs in, and we just weren't able to get that one big swing. We got the guys out there, but it just they made some pitches. We had some pitches to hit that we looked like we had some just misses in there. So obviously the night did not start off too well. Archer, you know, he's got outside of his forearm. We're going to get him checked out when he gets back home with our doctor back home, but we're cautiously optimistic that there's no real issue. So that's probably the best news of the day. And pitching-wise, Austin Pruitt came in, did a really nice job. The rain kind of messed it up where we had to get him out of the ballgame. We got some pretty good relief work, you know, up until the Garcia home run. But we had our opportunities.
Rough outing for Chris Archer, who had to leave the game in the first inning. Here's Archer on his performance and injury.
In the bullpen prior to going into the game, I just started feeling a little tightness in my forearm on the backside. I think they call it the lateral side. And I thought it was just, you know, we feel stuff all throughout the year, every player, pitchers and position players. I thought after, you know, I warmed up in the game, it would just be gone. But it didn't. And every time I tried to get to full extension, I couldn't get there. And it just felt like it was smarter to not risk any further injury, trying to force myself through some tightness in my arm.
What are your expectations going forward?
Just go day to day and see how I feel tomorrow. Because similar thing popped up in 2014. I didn't miss any time. But honestly, just see how I feel tomorrow.
You said 14. Is this different? You hit the thing in 13 when you left the game in Arizona.
Oh, that's what it was.
Okay.
Then. Yeah. 13, 14. Yeah.
Yeah. You pitched like one extra day rest or something like that. Is all it was.
Yeah.
Can you kind of compare this, or is this more of a pain or tightness or cramping, or how would you describe it?
I think that before was technically a cramp. We were in Arizona. It was super hot, but it's in the same area. This is more. It's not pain. It's tight. And didn't allow me to get to full extension. And that's what leads to more serious injuries is when you're trying to alter your delivery. And I knew from those first 8 pitches I threw, I couldn't get anything down in the zone. And my warm-up pitches prior to that, my bullpen was great. Probably one of the better pregame bullpens I've thrown. I did start to feel it there, so I thought it was just going to go away, like I said, and it just never did.
Very much in tune with your body.
Yeah.
Do you have any gut feeling or just from what you heard from the trainers as to, you know, if this could lead to an extended absence or anything?
No, that's the one bright side is where I was describing the tightness. Ron said that there's nothing major in that area, just muscle.
That's probably encouraging then from your standpoint.
Definitely.
It's hard for you to ever want to give up the ball, for you to walk off the mound.
Oh, no, I mean, that's... KK came in during the rain delay and it's like, I've never seen that. You know, I take pride in good or bad outing. I'm taking the ball once every 5 days, and I plan to continue to do that.
If I'm capable.
Right, so you can't guarantee it.
No, but if I'm capable, you know, we already have an extra day. That's good. Hopefully this is something that'll subside in the next, you know, 24, 48 hours.
This series concludes Sunday. Matt Andrees on the mound for the Rays against Lucas Giolito for the White Sox.